Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light.
All right, the word Super Club, I believe, has been trademarked by Alexi Lalas here in the United States when it comes to MLF. Yeah, it's often overused. It might be a drinking game. But in this case, it's reality for Atlanta United. In this moment in Major League Soccer, some like to say that Atlanta United has gotten to where they are just by outspending people. Stop the nonsense. If you claim you're an MLS fan and you don't understand and stand up and applaud what Arthur Blank and his club have done, then you truly don't want to see the bar raised for MLS in this country. Atlanta is the greatest thing to happen to MLS since Portland and Seattle arrived on the scene. The bar is set even higher. Teams like Atlanta are separating themselves in the new MLS, and parity is now the most unfashionable of words. This is not simply about the dollars invested. This is about wisely investing dollars, hiring top talent in the front office that developed an overall blueprint and identity for a club that included placing the fan first and developing an on-field purpose of play that has become a calling card under Tata Martino. It's identifiable to the fans. It's what they expect. Atlanta United has been woven in a short amount of time into the fabric of sports in Atlanta. They defined the narrative. And oh, by the way, I've been told that Atlanta is a lousy sports town. It's not a lousy soccer town, not based on what I'm seeing. How many more season tickets do you think they'll sell after winning the title? Could they breach 70,000? Will they cap it? Do the math. I call that a champagne problem. Yosef Martinez, the MLS Cup MVP, and Miguel Almiron were unknown young South American talents to most. Now they are among the most celebrated athletes in Atlanta, proving you can create your own stars at your super club. Super club, super manager, super plan to bring super fans. The next chapter of Atlanta United already in motion. They have also been humble in that they have recognized the efforts of those before them. Pity Martinez for $17 million expected to come to Atlanta United. Club interviewed replacements for Tata Martino, including Guillermo Barros-Schelotto, and are already on the move making changes for sustaining their super club image and their super club investment to their fans and community. Owner Arthur Blank has said that this success can be duplicated in other markets. So thank you, Atlanta, for raising the bar, for getting all MLS teams to examine their own practices and relevancy in their markets. This is only healthy for all of us involved. This is a positive. And as for super club and bar raising, you know what? Let's raise a glass and toast a watershed moment in MLS history provided by Atlanta United. Thank you for raising the bar. Now, MLS clubs and fans that have reached out to me, that have complained and just given me the argument that it's simply about the dollars, find a way to beat them. And that is Game On for 90.